saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
I'm going to open up the dock again. All right. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to episode 4 and NFL week 3 recap and week 4 predictions of the IG Zombie podcast. I am back with my co-host TGM Gabe, who's back from Oklahoma City. How's it going?
Pretty good. Just feel like a national champion for one of my favorite organizations. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited to be back here in the beautiful city and, you know, get to talk to you about the NFL.
Yes, sir. Last week, off camera, I did ask you for your predictions for week 3 or week 2. You went 10-5 in week 3, and you are now 18-13 on the NFL season. And I went 11-4. We did much better than we did last week, which we went 8-8. I'm now 30-17 on the season. And a reminder, the person with the best record at the end of the 2025-26 NFL season, or person with the worst record, has to get do a punishment given by the person with the best record.
Which, in this case scenario, I would be with the worst record so far.
Yeah.
And Devin would tell me what the punishment is for the season itself.
Yeah. All right. Let's recap NFL week 3. Let's hop right into it. So, starting off, Thursday Night Football. Bills take down the Dolphins. Bills winning that one 31-21. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, like I said, Bills, they're becoming undefeated. I mean,
3-0. What do you expect?
Huh?
They're 3-0.
Yeah, like I said, what do you expect? I mean, you have the MVP, Josh Allen, throwing dimes, and it's just, I mean, crazy. Crazy to see, you know, exactly Josh Allen trying to get himself the second MVP that he deserves. That, you know,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And then I'm going to break down a couple of player stats while we're at it. Bills, Josh Allen, 22-28, 213 through there, and 3 touchdowns. Then you had James Cook, who cooked a little bit. He cooked 19 carries, 108 yards, and a touchdown. Then you have the not so good, the Miami Dolphins. They went 22-34, 146 through the air, 2 touchdowns, and a turnover, which was an interception. And Devon Achane, 12 carries, 62 yards. And those 62 yards by Devon Achane was 47.7% of the Miami Dolphins' total rushing yards, which they had 130. Total. And a question I have, a couple questions I should say. Are the Miami Dolphins, who are now 0-3, in trouble? What do you think?
What was the question again?
For the Miami Dolphins, who are now 0-3 on the year, in trouble.
I mean, if the whole team can get themselves back up together, then they could be in trouble. They could be in severe trouble if they don't pick this up and be the team that they were years prior when they made the playoffs.
Yeah. And I was watching this game on Thursday night, and I thought to myself, once Tua threw his interception, I thought the Miami Dolphins, in my opinion, are not going to be an NFL team by week 10. That was just me. And a quick stat for you all. Since 1990, 2.4% of teams who start 0-3 on the season make the playoffs. Only 2.4. Zero has won the Super Bowl or have won the Super Bowl. And another question I have for you is, will anybody in the AFC take down the undefeated Buffalo Bills?
I mean, let's think about it this way. I'm going to read back on what happened in 2020. There was a team which, like, so we all thought that the Steelers were going to be a really good team and all that stuff. They went 11-0.
Oh, PTSD. Was
one of the top dogs. Yeah. I'm talking about that. I'm sorry, y'all, if you were part of the Pittsburgh. I know, Devin. I don't know if you want to hear it, but they started 11-0, and then Washington kind of spoiled their record, and they went down a downfall. So usually I would say no, but you know, years prior and all that stuff, you had the Kansas City Chiefs going undefeated, trying to go undefeated, but the Bills beat them. You had the Steelers that were trying to go undefeated, the Washington downwards. So I'm thinking someone is going to defeat the Buffalo Bills in at least week. I'm not putting this as a prediction, but probably week 7, I would say. But you never know.
Buffalo Bills, in week 7, they have a bye, by the way.
Their undefeated streak ends at week 7. I didn't know. Okay, I was just pointing that out. But in some week that they're going to defeat them. Just, that's what I was trying to say.
All right, now let's move into the Sunday games. As we start with the Minnesota Vikings putting the belt, play the belt effect, 48-10 over the Bengals. Carson Wentz, is this a resurgence game or a statement from Carson Wentz, in your opinion?
I mean, Carson. Okay, so could you give me the stats of Carson and all that? I mean,
Carson Wentz, 14 of 20, 173 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
I mean, if you see records of like games that basically say, "Oh, this is going to be the next upcoming game that he's going to be like blown out." I mean, sure, I think this could be a recurrence game. It's just a lot of the times you just see. Sorry, my My throat is killing me.
Okay.
I would say maybe, but you know, we just gotta see and know if this maybe you're. I'll probably get to back that one.
And are the Bengals, who are without Joe Burrow for the next 3 months, in trouble?
I would say yes. Joe Burrow, I know for the last couple of years when they had him were pretty solid. We're pretty solid with I'm just saying Joe Burrow was the head dog. He helped made the Bengals their first, Super Bowl back in 2021, but not winning it. So I would say they're probably in trouble. I would say that.
Moving on, the Jaguars beat the Houston Texans 17-10. I mean, I'm not going to get really too much into this. This was a scrappy game by both teams. CJ Stroud, 25 of 28, 204 through the air, a touchdown and two interceptions. Nico Collins, eight receptions, 104 yards, and a touchdown, which was the Texans' only touchdown. And Trevor Lawrence, 20 of 40, 222 yards and interception. What are your thoughts on this game?
My coach always says if you don't have anything to say on the games or the team that you're playing, don't even say it at all. So I'm gonna say no comment on this game. I mean, I love the fact, these teams are giving all they have, but I have nothing good to say about this game. Just scrappy. Just I wouldn't say. Just no comment.
All right, then you have the Daniel Jones-led Colts putting up 41 against the Titans, who put up 20. Daniel Indiana Jones, 18 of 25, 228 yards, and a score.
Yeah.
Is Daniel Jones in it back in his prime with the Colts?
I mean, if you're talking about game after game after game, he's got a better team. He's got better wide receivers to catch with. I mean, maybe this is his time. Maybe this is the Daniel Jones that we have been looking forward for years. And I'm saying years. So maybe this is his prime. This is. His prime coming back up.
So far through the season, through 3 weeks, Daniel Jones has 816 yards, three touchdowns, zero turnovers, and 111.7 QBR. With a 71.6 completion percentage. And then Jonathan Taylor, who we all wrote off, who said, oh, he got washed, and
No, I would
showed
say
us differently. 17 carries, 102 rushing yards, and three touchdowns. Are the Colts the biggest threat to the Bills in the AFC?
maybe. I mean, like I said, this is week three. We're just looking right now, how dangerous these teams are going to be getting. I mean, just unbelievably, I think the Colts are maybe the biggest threat to the Bills on their undefeated run. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, JT, maybe Michael Pittman Jr. I mean, if they could figure out something to defeat the Bills, I would say this may be the biggest threat. But right now, still no call, but maybe. I would say maybe.
Moving on now, the Steelers back in the win column, 21-14 over the Patriots. And three players I had that I should know. Aaron Rodgers, who didn't have one of the greatest games. 16 of 23, a buck 39 through the air, two touchdowns and an interception, which he threw the ball right to Robert Spillane. I'm not going to get into that. Just trying to stay calm, not get mad. Then you have TJ Watt. He's back with two sacks, two tackles for loss. And then you also have Cam Hayward, who last week forced a turnover by tipping the ball in the air. Did the same thing this week. Both led to interceptions. Then he had a fumble. Forced a fumble on the goal line. Then you had Drake May. Loss was not Drake May's fault. 28 for 37, 268, two touchdowns, and a pick. And a couple of questions I have for you is, will the Steelers finally figure out how to get their run game going in week 4 against the Vikings, which that game is in London?
I mean, sorry, my throat is still killing me. I haven't drunk anything or anything. But I would say yes to that. However, I mean, I experienced jet lag. And let's figure things out. This is the Steelers, I believe, first game. Is that correct? Is this the Steelers' first game out of the country for the
It's not in London. It's in Ireland. Oh my God, I was thinking.
Ireland. Yeah. But is this the Steelers' first time flying to Ireland or any type of outside the United States?
No, the Steelers have played outside the U.S. 1997 preseason. They played the Bears in Ireland, a preseason game. 2013 regular season, they played the Minnesota Vikings in London.
Then in 2017?
2013.
Oh, 2013.
And then This year they're playing the first ever regular season game in Ireland against the Vikings.
Okay, so that's going to be the thing. A lot of these players have not played in the outer states. They're going to Ireland, which, matter of fact, I would say be the beer place of America.
I do want to mention one thing real quick. This is Aaron Rodgers' second straight year playing against the Vikings outside of the U.S. Last year he played the Vikings in London with the Jets. This year he's playing the Vikings with the Steelers in Ireland. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, you just have, I mean, I understand. But like I said, Aaron Rodgers, I pretty much think he's got it all covered. He knows exactly what you know, exactly what he's doing, you know, prior to Woods. But like I said, a lot of players in the NFL don't have the opportunity to do that. I mean, you had the Chiefs playing in Brazil. You had the, like I said, Vikings coming over to play in Dublin. I mean, you just really don't have the opportunity to do that. So this may be a struggle for the Steelers because a lot of people don't have the opportunity. But I would say, yeah, this is going to be probably a fun experience to just play. But you want to hear a stat real quick that you haven't heard of in a while?
Yeah.
So you know the Steelers and the Patriots. Well, the Steelers have not won Foxborough since 2008. They ended when they versed the Patriots today. Yesterday, my bad.
This was Aaron Rodgers' first ever win in Foxborough as well.
Which, that's amazing.
All right, moving on now. Wait, I have one more question, actually. Never mind.
Go ahead.
Will the Steelers figure out how to stop teams on third and fourth down? They could not stop the Patriots on third and fourth downs. They stayed on the field. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts is if the defense coordinator and defense can figure out, you know, exactly what they're doing at third and fourth down, then they can execute complete perfection. However, I just don't think right now, you know, with, you know, what's happening with defense these last 3 weeks, coming up in the fourth week, I would say that right now, so far, they're one of the teams that basically missed the most tackles so far here.
Right. We're not going to get too much in this one. Falcons scoreless against the Panthers, who put up 30. We're going to move on. The Packers losing to the Browns on a game-winning field goal. The Packers had a chance to win it in the final minute. And then the Browns blocked the field goal. Joe Flacco got the Browns inside a field goal put range under a minute left, won the game on a field goal. What are your thoughts?
Wait, what did you say? It kind of like cut out a bit during this time.
I said that what are your thoughts on the Packers and Browns game?
I mean, Packers and Browns, I was just speechless at that game after what happened. I mean, fun game. Just saying, fun game.
No. All right, moving on. We have the Rams and the Eagles. Eagles came back. They won 33-26. What are your thoughts?
For what game?
Rams and Eagles.
The Rams and the Eagles. One second. The Rams and the Eagles, I would say this was also nearly a fun game also. I mean, Eagles put up a heck of a show. If, I mean, with 21 catches, 32 attempts, with Jalen Hurts having 226 yards running, A.J. Brown, 109. Just, meanwhile, just put up a show to hold the Rams back.
Yeah. And some of the other scores around the league are Buccaneers beat the Jets 29-27. Raiders lose to the Commanders 41-24. The Broncos lose to the Chargers 23-20. The Seahawks put 44 on the Saints, winning 44-13. The Chicago Bears, which I don't think anyone saw coming, beat the Dallas Cowgirls 31-14. The 49ers barely escaped the Cardinals with a win 16-15. And then the game I want to get into, the Chiefs are not 0-3. The Mahomes 0-3 conversations out the window as the Chiefs beat the Giants 22-9 on Sunday Night Football. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I called that. I called that the Chiefs not going 0-3. I knew Patrick Mahomes could have done it against them.
I believe in Patrick Mahomes too. I was like last week, I didn't see myself Mahomes going. I didn't see Mahomes going 0-3 personally.
Yeah,
if he hasn't been before, he's not going to start now.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What are you expecting? What are you expecting from the Chiefs? I mean, they're not going down without a fight here. Going 1-0. Yeah, I mean, going 22 catches, 37 attempts. With 224 yards for Mahomes, earning a touchdown. Then you have rushing, which was not the greatest, but I can tell you that they brought some yardages around wards. Piaka with 45, Hunt with 34, which, to be honest with you, I thought he was going to be a kicker. You know, the receiving was pretty good with Torn leading with 71. I mean, you know, Mahomes is not going to get down with a fight, but Russell Wilson, on the other hand,
no.
No comment on that one. Like I said, you don't want to say something, don't say anything at all.
All right. Now, let's move on to our NFL Week 4 predictions. Like I said, last week I went 11-4.
I went 10-5.
And, all right, let's start with Thursday Night Football. The Seahawks and the Cardinals. Who do you have?
I want to start with you first, real quick. Who do you think's going to win that game?
I said Seattle. They put up 44, right, on the Saints. And I think that they could be a really good football team. I said this last week. Jackson Smith and Jigba and Cooper Kupp left. They can buy homes in the middle of that Steelers defense last week. And I think those two can be a good wide receiver combo.
Okay, I will also go with Seattle in this one. I mean, seeing what happened last week with the Steelers, I mean, I see if they can definitely go with a win this one against the with the team. All right, next game
in Ireland, the Vikings and the Steelers. I'm going Steelers. Who do you have?
So with the Steelers and the Vikings, the Steelers have a great offense with what happened. However, the defense in their hand, like I said, the defense is going to affect them a bit. However, the Vikings. I'm tricking you. I'm going with the Steelers.
Then moving into the 1 o'clock games and Sunday games. Saints and Bills, who do you have?
Saints and Bills. This might be a tricky pick. Bills. Bills. Seriously. Try to go for MVP 2.0? Yeah, go ahead. This team is going to demolish the Saints. This team is going to demolish the Saints. Like, putting a belt to them. Like,
the Seahawks put 44 to the Saints. I believe that Josh Allen and the Bills can put up 100 on the Saints. I'm going Buffalo in my game of, in the, my lock of the week.
The game of the week. The game of the week. Oh, boy. Okay. I was not expecting you putting the game of the week that way. I mean, come on. What are you expecting? The Bills and the Saints.
Next game is the Browns and the Lions. I'm going to go with the Lions here. I think that Detroit can do some damage against this Browns defense.
I'll also say the Lions would beat the Browns in this case. I mean, the Browns are not showing us. I mean, they had luck. I mean, they were lucky in that game. However, the Lions, though, I would say they're going to do it. They're going to win that game.
Lions, Texans, who do you got?
Titans and the Texans. I mean, Titans and Texans, if, you know.
That's our own three.
Just I mean, thinking about it this way, I'm going to go with a complete silent pick because you're saying that the Titans are 0-3, correct?
Yep. Both are 0-3.
Well, to be honest with you, this is the 0-3 picks of the week. But I'm going to say CJ Stroud defeats the Titans in that case.
And the Texans win this one as well. I just don't think that. I've said this once. I'll say this multiple times. I don't think that Brian Callahan, the coach of the Tennessee Titans, should ever coach an NFL team. I do think Cam Ward could be the answer in Tennessee, but Tennessee just needs to build around him. And the coaching staff and the GM are not helping. So that's why I'm going to Texans. So far, we've grown every single game. Patriots, Panthers, who do you got?
I mean, Patriots and Carolina. I mean, Patriots are. They lost to the Steelers, and then we got Panthers, the Patriots, and then we got the and So, and
Panthers
we got
won
the Panthers.
33-0 last week against the Falcons. Week three.
Was it a really close game?
It was 30-0.
It was 30-0.
Yeah.
It was 30-0. Well, now they're playing against a really tough, they're playing against a really tough. You know what? I'm gonna let you have this one real quick. Who did you pick real quick?
I picked the New England Patriots over the fact that they don't turn the ball over as much as they did in Pittsburgh, which was five times. I think they would have won against the Steelers if they didn't turn it over five times. That's,
You know, I
I picked them to win last week. I picked them to win,
understand.
and they didn't win.
Yeah, you know, I will agree in that pick also. I mean, it was because of the turnovers and everything, and TJ Watt holding the ball to the quarterback. See, I got it. Man, what do you expect? I'm going with the Patriots here in this one too.
Chargers and Giants. I'm going with the LA Chargers. Here
Oh,
you
the
go.
Chargers, the Buddha Chargers. Because I mean, did you remember the Facebook post? I saw a Facebook post that said I'm not sure exactly, but it translates to the effing Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to say the Chargers too with this one.
Eagles and the Buccaneers.
The Eagles and the
Who do
Buccaneers.
you got?
I mean the Eagles and the Buccaneers. So the Buccaneers have three games that were really close. However, because of a certain person that we could name El Comebacko here, but you know, I'm just gonna have to say I don't think they're coming back again with this one. I'm gonna have to go with the Eagles in this one. What do you have? Yeah, I
So
don't think they're
far,
gonna come back with this one. If they come back for the very fourth time, I believe that's gonna be NFL history. Probably no one. I'm not sure exactly what the NFL history says, but
49ers and Jaguar. I'm going with the 49ers here. Who you got?
I'll also agree with the 49ers. I mean, to be honest with you, the Jaguars, I don't think they got down here right now. They just don't right now.
Rams, who are you going with?
Colts and the Rams. The Colts, of course, like I said, have been the biggest threat in the AFC right now because of Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones is going to have it again. Give me the Colts.
Went Rams.
Oh.
I think that the Rams came close to beating the Eagles. The Eagles are the Eagles. And I just think that Rams can do it. Ravens, Chiefs, game of the week. Who do you have?
Game of the week because I think this is game of the week that's here for me. I'm locking this down as a game of the week right here.
Chiefs, let me guess.
You're You're gonna say the Chiefs right here? Well, look, I respect Patrick Mahomes and everything. It's just how it's played right now. Is Lamar playing?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got Lamar, you got Derek, you got a whole bunch of stars that they're. You're saying I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm saying I'm going with the Ravens. Respect the Chiefs, but the Ravens, I believe they're going to defeat the Chiefs here. Who you got?
The Chiefs. Let's think that the Chiefs have had Lamar's number for years. And I just think they'll do it again. Bears, Raiders, who do you got?
The dumpster fire of the week. Two teams that I have absolutely no information on.
No.
Let me hear what you got first, though.
I have the Bears. They beat the Dallas Cowgirls last week.
Yeah, I think the Dallas Cowgirls are. They think they're a really good team. However, I just think they're a bunch of nobodies. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say nothing, but I'm picking the Bears.
The 10th game we've agreed on. All right, Sunday night football. Micah Parsons return to Dallas to face the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys are without CeeDee Lamb, are unlikely to have him, with a high ankle sprain. I'm going with the Green Bay Packers. Who do you have?
I'm going with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, they don't have their star. I mean, right now, the Dallas Cowgirls still, they don't have CeeDee Lamb. That's why I said they don't have, you know, anyone. They're just a bunch of nobodies. Because they only had Dak Prescott. That's the only person I would say is a Dallas Cowboy, but they're all Cowboys. Sorry, guys.
There's a Monday night doubleheader. Bengals, Broncos. Who do you got?
Broncos and Bengals. Bengals, they don't have Joe Burrow, which could affect this game really bad. However, the Broncos, they do have their star quarterback and all that, but it's going to be a I don't think this is going to be a man, this is going to be I'm going with the Broncos here.
I went to Broncos as well.
Okay, then.
And then the second dumpster fire of the week.
The second dumpster fire of the week. To be honest with you, I would Dolphins. Say that this is a Comedy Central game. Put it there.
Jets and Dolphins, who do you got?
Ah, right. The dumpster fire of the week here on Monday Night Football here, Jets versus Dolphins. You know what? These two teams having at least tough teams here. I'm just randomly picking the Dolphins here. Hopefully they can pick this up again with, you know, what's going on and everything. Dolphins, hopefully you can pull it off. I don't want to have to lose the dumpster fire game.
I'm going with the Jets here. They almost beat the Buccaneers last week. And I think they can do some damage against this XFL team named the Miami Dolphins.
You forgot one more game here that we haven't decided yet. How about the Washington Commanders versus the Falcons?
Oh,
who
yeah.
Do you got here?
The Commanders.
The Commanders. I'm going with the Commanders also with this one.
We agreed on 13 games.
So we are guaranteed to hopefully get 13 games in a row. Well, you never know until you come back to the next episode of the IG Zombie Podcast.
Picks are in. Tune in next week to see what record we want and who has the better overall record. And to recap NFL Week 4, make our NFL Week 5 predictions, and make our Stanley Cup playoff predictions. Not so early predictions, even though the season hasn't started. This has been IG Zombie Podcast with my co-host TGM Gabe. I'm IG Zombie. I'll see you all in the next episode. Peace.